Nigeria is expected to add 200 million cubic feet to its gas production by the close of the year. This will stabilize and ensure reliable gas supply to the sub-region from the beginning of next year. Speaking at a meeting of the Committee of Ministers of the West African Gas Pipeline Project, a representative of the Nigerian Petroleum Minister, Dr. David Ige, said the challenges that are currently impeding the supply of gas is gradually being addressed, and within the next few weeks, the flow of gas will significantly improve. He said the problems facing the project are not only specific to West Africa, but are global and cut across the region. Here's a report by Rita Nyako and Patience Kwei.
Dr. Ige said Nigeria is still committed to the objectives of the West Africa Gas Pipeline Project. He said his country remains the most viable and sustainable source of gas supply to the region. Dr. Ige promised that Nigeria will work assiduously to ensure that the project becomes sustainable and a reality.
Nigeria is unconditionally committed to the objectives of the West African Gas Pipeline. It is a very cardinal element of Mr. President's three-point agenda for gas in Nigeria, which recognizes gas supply to the region. It's a very, very strategic element of Nigeria's agenda for the sub-region. Over the next few weeks, we expect some additional volumes of gas to come into the pipeline. And as we approach the end of this year, we expect close to 200 million cubic feet per day of gas to be added to the national grid. And that is going to increase within the first 2 months of next year, significantly with an addition of another 200 to 300 million cubic feet per day of gas into the network. Every addition of gas into the network goes a long way to stabilize and ensure the reliability of supply to the sub-region.
The Minister of Energy, Emmanuel Amakofibua, welcomed the promise by his Nigerian counterpart. He said the major problem marring the project is the inconsistent supply of gas. So if they are able to keep their promise to ensure the constant flow of gas, then the energy problem in the country will significantly improve.
We are happy that Nigeria was also here to forcefully make the case that the commitment that was made from Nigeria to supply at least 120 million cubic feet of gas has not been kept. And that Nigeria has to keep that promise. They are saying that we are going to see a future in the coming weeks where gas will move from 90 million a day to the contractual volumes. That to me is a welcome news. I think that we are also going to take the opportunity to review a lot of the tariff and other things. If they keep that commitment and gas is going to be constant in the contractual volume, it means that the thermal plants that can only use gas can now be sure, especially with a complement of gas from our own back.
The meeting was attended by the ministers of energy or their representatives from Ghana, Nigeria, Togo and Benin.